The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott this morning on the 26th of October, 7:05 in the morning. And the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's at the board today. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a lazy welcome.
Okay, good morning.
I identify, Christy.
Give me, please, 2 seconds. I will wake up.
What, do you have the national day today?
Is it not the National Sleepy Day?
Is it National Sleepy Day?
I think so.
Okay, I'm joking. Let me see.
I ask you this every day. You might want to have it just kind of pulled up.
It's National Sleepy
Okay,
Day.
Well, while she's doing
Actually, yes. Today is National Pumpkin Day, and everybody's preparing to Halloween.
Pumpkin Day.
Do you like pumpkin soup and pumpkin dishes?
You know, I've never had pumpkin soup. I love pumpkin pie. And the pumpkin spice lattes, I never drink.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. But pumpkin, yeah, horses love pumpkins. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Horses will eat pumpkin. Some horses. My horse won't. It's too inexpensive.
Of course he has refined taste.
Yes. Hello, Trish.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's 45 degrees in downtown Redding.
It was 61 in our bedroom this morning when I got up and I went, okay.
Yeah.
this is tough to move out.
Yeah, exactly. And I think my bedroom was like 67 and that was cool. Like to sleep
that's just
cool
about,
at night, though.
That's just
nice.
About perfect. 67, 68. Yeah. You get to 61.
Good sleepy.
You put a leg out, and it wakes you right up.
Yeah, exactly. We're looking for a high today of 65 and a low this evening. A low this evening of 43.
There you go.
There's a bunch of marks on this page. I have to get used to what's happening here. On Friday, hazy, then sunny, a high of 67. And on Friday night, clear, low of 43. On Saturday, sunny and breezy, a high of 66. Saturday night, clear and breezy at 46. On Sunday, sunny, a high of 71. Sunday night, a low of 45. And on Monday, a high of 71. And a low of 48. Mostly sunny. I noticed towards the middle of next week, it's starting to get a little cloudy, and maybe by the end of next week, start getting a little bit of rain.
Okay.
So
that gives me the time to clean out the rest of the stable area where the horse is, because it needs to have like 7 buckets of dirt and stuff moved out.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I should go down to Nurse State Equipment and rent one of those little Kubota tractors, one of those little small ones that can get into that area and just scoop and scoop. It would only take me like 10 minutes. Yeah, 2 scoops, and I have it all cleaned out, but... Well, I could do that, I guess. I could.
Yeah,
get a trailer and bring it over and drive it around.
You'd spend more time getting and taking and doing than it would take you to just do the project.
Yeah, but otherwise I have a flat face shovel that I'm going to be using. I'm going to figure out. I'll probably be like 3-4 loads into this, thinking should have gotten the tractor. Got my little Kubota out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Terrible, terrible incident in Lewiston, Maine last night. I mean, it was just appalling. Terrorist, insane person walked into 2 places in Lewiston, Maine and started shooting. A bar and a bowling alley. And when I saw the photo of the guy, I looked at the photo and said, that's a bowling alley before they'd even identified it, because it had the, It was a bowling alley. It looks like a bowling alley with the pins and all that, you know, when you're walking in. And went in there and killed 22 people, wounded another 30.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Well, and the whole town, I was reading the article last night because then he escaped.
I haven't found him yet. They think he's got a scanner, so he's listening to what the police are doing. Of course, then the police just switch over to other frequencies that don't go across the scanner, or they use their phones. But, they haven't found him yet.
The whole town is like on lockdown.
Yeah, and then where he lives, which is a place called, I think, Bilson, that's on lockdown, too. They found the car. They just haven't found him. I think, and I could be wrong, that he may have killed himself at this point.
Maybe.
He's out in the woods dead. But you can't tell, but he's heavily armed.
Well, he's heavily armed, there's
reportedly,
an example.
Reportedly, yeah.
No,
I mean about his being in the National Guard and been a marksmanship instructor and all that.
Well, and so, you know, how many laws? He didn't do anything illegal in the apprehension or in the process of getting a gun.
Well,
if he has that credentials, although when he was admitted to the mental institution
for 2 weeks.
For whatever, probably the guns should have been taken away from him at that point.
You would think.
I mean, in the state of California, you come in and take them all away from you.
Yeah.
Immediately like that.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. And I'm not going to project things that we don't know. I mean, this is just reportedly this, reportedly that. We do know that an individual went into two places and killed 22 people and
injured many,
injured 30 more. And, you know, the rest of it is reportedly in conjecture. So, I mean, it could have been somebody else with the same name that was in the, went into the mental institution. But they've got people saying that he was hearing voices and he had threatened to shoot up the National Guard armory, which is what kind of led to all the first part. So,
our country's in a lot of trouble, Carl, in a lot of ways. There's people, for whatever reason, you know, I've said this before on this show, that I think that our government worked for many, many years when you had, and our government was designed to only work for people who had a compass, a right and wrong compass. You can't make less laws to make people who don't recognize that it's wrong to make them behave. It's impossible. We've got to have a moral compass, the difference between right and wrong, and you just don't do it because it's not the right thing to do. And we don't have any of that in our country anymore.
Well,
a lot of people have we have too many people that don't have
Let's put it that way, because
not everybody.
No, I think the vast majority of this country do have a moral compass that say what's right or wrong, the streets would be anarchy right now, and they're not. Well, they're not. Their streets are not anarchy.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, there's cities who have just turned everything loose, large cities, and they're reaping the whirlwind now.
Yeah, they are.
And I mean, San Francisco, L.A., New York, Philadelphia, all these big cities who have, you know, tried to defund the police and found out where that got sent them. You know, now they're trying to get funding back and trying to hire police back. It was a horrible, horrible experiment that they tried. Like, because of just what you said, there are people out there without a moral compass, and they'll just take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Band together, go into a store and steal everything into it and leave.
Well, and we had those communities, and as you indicate, now they're completely destroyed because they didn't do anything. They didn't punish them. They didn't stop the riots. They didn't arrest the people that were doing it and stealing the things. Miles of footage showing the people and what they did, and nothing was done about it. So it just turned to utter chaos. I do believe, I think that, hopefully, maybe this is wishful thinking, that people are starting to say, okay, you know, I've had about enough of this. And maybe the people in our country, which I concur with you that's the majority,
do
have a moral compass.
Yes, of course.
And I
they
think
do.
They're going to start saying, you know, I'm kind of done with this. And maybe we'll start stepping forward and demanding that the other people behave themselves.
Well,
and that's what it's going to take.
It's going to take people voting for people,
mm-hmm.
and especially in the cities. I don't know if that's going to happen in our generation or any generation here in the near future. That says we need to take our streets back. We need to make our streets safe. And the way you do that is you make these laws, and then you enforce these laws. And if we have to hire 500 more policemen, guess what? We're going to hire 500 more policemen to do it, because some of these large cities are short hundreds of policemen. Anyway, okay, hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. We're going to talk about the four things that are driving prices for real estate and why the real estate market is, you know, it's not as hot as it used to be, and one of them's insurance. You need to give Judy Maxwell a call for a free review and evaluation of your insurance, if you have it. If you haven't already had it, yours not renewed. But what about your retirement plans? What about your 401ks with inflation as bad as it is? Give her a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She's been helping our family, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark. And this portion of the show is brought to you by the people I was just talking about, NorCal Tractor Equipment, for all your Kubota needs. I need to rent one of those mini tractors they have and get in there, but see, the gates are a little narrow, but I think if I get that small one they have, I can get in there and just two scoops and get it all done, cleaning up that area. But they've got it all. If you want it for a day or a week or a month or buying new equipment, they have it there. Locally owned, locally operated, young couple there that support our community in a lot of different ways. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. It's a brand new facility down there. You can reach them at 530-221-6800. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning. Nick. You're on.
Hey, good morning.
Pay attention.
What
do you have? But we have a guest here, so what do you have?
Oh, I was going to say that it seems like it's a moot point to continue with the recall now that it's mandated that we have to use electronic machines to count the votes. So I think they ought to just drop this recall and be done with it. It's okay. Not Kevin Cry hasn't cost us a dime. He saved us money.
Okay, thank you.
You're lucky to have me, Carl.
I am. Hey, I have two tickets left to the Monster Mash Bash this Friday, October 27th, in the Anderson VFW in support of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. I've given away a bunch of tickets, and I've got one set left. Costume contest, music, dinner. Drawing of prizes. It goes from 5:30 to 9 p.m., so you won't be out late. You can sponsor a table. Each table seats 8. You know, you pay $800 for that, and then you get $450 of drawing tickets package. Or it's $50 per person. So these are $100 worth of tickets. So for more information and purchase tickets, go to NorCalVeteransMuseum.org. Or call 530-859-3176 or call us here at 605-4567.
And the
first person that calls gets two tickets. So here we go. Wes Tucker is our guest, and who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. He called me because the Veterans Service Office is moving. After they built this beautiful place, put up flagpoles, put up all the stuff up in front, why are you moving?
So right now we are moving. Well, we're having plans to move. So we're having people design plans, and then hopefully we'll be moving. But
why hopefully?
So the reason why we want to hopefully move is because the space that we have now, it's a very beautiful space. We've been there for, I believe it's been about 10 years. And the fact is.
Been there that long.
Yeah, I was looking into it. We've been there a while now. But the problem is that there's no room for growth and there's no room for expansion. Right now, in fact, we have a small conference room that when we bring on when we're fully staffed, which we're looking to do right now, we have a person in the background that we're trying to get onboarded. When we're fully staffed, we're going to lose our conference room, which only fits about 6 people in there comfortably. And then we won't have a conference room and we won't have capability to meet with people in our...
So how many people working in there now?
So right now
your little empire there.
Yeah, we're 8 people.
Well, that's fantastic.
It is.
We have a tremendous amount of veterans in Shasta County.
Yeah.
And never have had enough. That's marvelous.
Yeah, no, and we have a lot of ideas of what we want to do with the space. So it's not going to be wasted space or anything. And the space that we're looking at, there's large conference rooms. Because everybody needs their own office because they sit with veterans. And, you know, we have veterans that come in to tell us their...
Well, yeah, it's confidential information.
Yeah.
So we're having them come in and... So everybody will have their own large office. Right now, one of our offices used to be a copy room, and it's not ADA compliant. So if we have a disabled vet that comes in a wheelchair, a large wheelchair, they can't get through the door right there. So we're limited on what we can do. And the fact is, it is a beautiful space, but it's just not large
enough. It's not large enough. Yeah.
Right. And
so right now you're in the, for a lot of people don't have any idea what we're talking about. You're now below the district attorney's office in the old Shasta County Library.
Correct.
Yeah. And there's limited parking there.
Yeah, that's the other thing. The new space that we're looking at, we're probably going to get about, I think it's close to 30 parking spots in an actual parking lot.
With the ramp.
Yep, and there's a Rite Aid overflow parking that's behind it that's always empty as well.
If you need
plenty of space is actually right across the street.
Yeah.
Yep.
All you have to do is instead of if you're driving down Tehama Street, right?
Yeah, so, Shasta Street.
You drive down, and when you look at where where you are now, all you have to do is kind of casually turn your head to the right.
Yeah, no.
Stand
directly.
There it is.
Stand directly in front of our building, do an about face, and there's the building.
Well, okay. So there was some consternation about this.
Yeah, I think that there was some consternation because it was just kind of, there was not really a vision or a mission with the space that was rolled out. It was just, hey, we're moving this and because these people want this space or that space. And so to me, I'm not looking at it from anybody wanting our space. I want that space. And part of the reason I want that space is because, so a good example is we have, we've had people call in and reach out to me and some of our staff to ask about, hey, is there a place where I can get support groups? And one that we've heard a couple times is that there's spouses looking for support groups for other spouses who are married to people who have PTSD. And the only thing we could find is some online thing that might help people. And so you could see there's a clear gap in services. And so if we could have those conference rooms, we could start doing support groups and then also hopefully finding other ways to fund our county or fund our office so we can expand more through things that don't touch the general fund. So if we can start doing alcohol and drug substance abuse type things specifically for vets in our office, we can start bringing in funding to do more and more things for veterans that won't affect
and tap into some of those other funds that are available in government funds. Yeah.
Exactly, and it won't touch the general fund.
What does the county health group do? I mean, that's part of their mission is drug and alcohol, and they're getting well over $250 million a year. You can't tap into that.
That's what he's talking about.
Well, that's what I want to do. That's my vision is to partner with HHSA because if you look at the
and they're doing those programs which veterans are eligible for, but these could be programs specifically designated for the needs of.
I understand that, but when you start talking about having to go out and get money, we've got a well-oiled machine over there. It seems like you could use them to come in there and do all the counseling.
And that's part of it. But the fact is a lot of that funding that comes in. So I worked in HHSA for a long time and specifically in finance for a while. And a lot of that funding that comes in, we can't tap into it unless we're offering those services because they have to be spent a specific way. And so if we could have a veteran-specific and veteran-focused to help people who are dealing with substance abuse or anything like that, then – and this is a ways down the road. So we just have, I have a vision for what we want to do. We also want to do kiosks that help, veterans come in and apply for jobs, work on like small, like computer kiosks so they can apply for jobs, order DD-214s, work on their resumes, and then partner with the EDD, veteran specific groups so they can come in and help and give classes. So we got all sorts of ideas.
Well, and I want to follow up on that because that's part of the frustration as an elected official. Is you see all of this money that's coming in and going into certain departments, and a lot of it is not being used in an appropriate manner. It's money coming in. It's in those departments. So the creativity of being able to tap those dollars and put them to use for things we do need within the county is exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah,
and I applaud that thinking because the money's there, But it's designated in such a way it has to be so specific. You can incorporate that, make a new program that helps our veterans specifically.
And use our money, local assets.
And yeah. use the money yeah, that's already
was,
there.
That's what I was
going to waste.
That's what I said.
Yeah. And not only that, but with this space, like I said, we're at max capacity now, right? So what happens in 4 years? We've been at war in Afghanistan for 20 years. The way things are looking right now, we're going to have combat vets for a long time. I don't think we're going to have a shortage of veterans coming into our community. And so what's going to happen in 4 years when we're getting more and more veterans in the community and we can't expand anything? So for us, with this new space, it has additional office space that we can use. So to me, this is a good 10-year plan where we're looking down the road where we can onboard people, get them trained up, and hopefully have plenty of representatives to support our veteran population that's just going to continue to grow.
Oh, no. I agree with that, and I've got something I want to ask you after the break here. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's to help prevent debilitating falls with senior citizens and older adults and persons with disabilities. It's free to the people who are in the program. It's all grant money. To find out more about this program, and they come in your house and they put in like grab rails in your showers and railings if you've got steps in your house, those kind of things make it easier for you. Give them a call, 530-842-1687. We'll be right back with Wes Tucker, Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet, easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th Birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Let's do a little country in our next few bump music things, okay? I just thought I'd throw that in there. Little Toby Keith. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We're talking workers' compensation here. If you've been injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you deserve or that's been in your insurance and all this and it's having an impact on you and your family, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing, and your employer wants you back. You want to be back, but you got to still get the treatment there, and you may be having problems. That's what Patrick does. He clears out those problems that you have with getting treatment and gets you back to work. 530-262-2168. Trish Clark and I are here at 7:35 in the morning on the 26th of October with Wes Tucker, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. He's talking about the move that's going to occur. They're going to move literally across the street from where they are on Shasta Street, and they're making. Are they building the plans right now?
Yeah. So the pardon me. They awarded the bid for the design company to design it, and also we're going to have a good say. I've been very much pushing on the CAO's office, which they've been very supportive of it, but that we should be a part of the design, especially because I worked in asset management. I've done a lot of the design for a lot of the agency mm-hmm. buildings because I was the program manager over that. So I have a little bit of background in it, and I can give our 2 cents and all the things that we want to accomplish. So it's going to be I think the space is going to be phenomenal, and we're going to have a ribbon cutting when it eventually comes to fruition, and it's going to be pretty amazing, I believe. So,
okay. Are you working, and we talked a little bit about during the break, that you're working with Shasta College and Simpson University with their veterans programs they have over there. They both have strong veterans programs going over there.
Yeah, and, you know, not as much with Simpson yet, but we're I just got a really good point of contact, and we had a good meet down with the veteran service, education guy there. And he seems like a real squared away guy. And then the Air Force dude who works at the Shasta College, we've got a pretty good relationship with them as well. We've done presentations there, and we've got an upcoming presentation actually going on, I think okay. the 9th as well.
How do people, veterans are listening, or their families that are listening right now, they're saying, well, you know what, I'm not sure if my father or my son or my brother, my husband, you may be having some medical problems now. That
my wife or sister.
Or wife or sister. Yeah, it's everybody. Yeah, I mean, I didn't mean just
we
to make it
men. We
have
female veterans as
well.
Well,
yeah, I know. Sorry about that. What would you tell them to come in and see y'all and get signed up in the program and what?
Yeah, I'd say come down with your DD-214. And
if you don't have one of those,
we can order it for you.
There you go.
And, you know, there's qualifications, there's things that that'll determine what you're entitled to, depending on whether you served during a time of war, in a war zone, or if you just got injured while you were in on a training accident. There's things that you're entitled to, and we would love to sit down, look at your DD-214, and tell you if there's something that you're entitled to or not. So
I know it's hard to believe there's accidents during training, yeah. But there are, and it ends up in results in injuries and sometimes discharges.
Yes.
You get a medical discharge. Now, that may lead to other things, and you think, well, gosh, I'm fine now, but 10 years from now, he starts having problems, and that's where you can help.
Yeah, absolutely. So you hurt your knee or something, it's documented while you're in service, and now that the rain's coming, you're starting to feel it a little bit more, then come to our office, we can help you.
Your hearing starts going?
Yeah, hearing's a big one, especially certain jobs. You know, we have guys who come in, they're like, oh, I think that my hearing loss might be tied to my time in service, but I never really came in. Okay, do you ever hear ring? Oh, yeah, you know, the normal amount. What's the normal amount? Is none.
What's that one?
Yeah.
I can't remember when my ears didn't ring.
That's what I told the VA when I first got out. They said, do you have ringing in your ears? I said, just the normal amount. She goes, what's that? I said, you know, like a few times a week. She goes, the normal amount is zero.
Well, they said to me, did you wear the ear protection that the Marine Corps gave you when you were firing around explosions, firing your weapons and all this? And I went, yeah, on the rifle range we'd wear them. And then you find out that the hearing protection they gave you wasn't any good, and people were suing the company. And but then I said, we didn't wear hearing protection in combat. Well, but you had the hearing protection. And I went, I just looked at her, and I said, never been in the military, have you? And,
No,
that was one of them. Well, why didn't you wear it? Well, reason we didn't wear seatbelts and Humvees when we were on patrol. So it's
you gotta be able to communicate. The Taliban's not going to stop, so you could put in earring protection.
Shooting started. Yeah. Where's my earplug?
Yeah,
time out.
Kind of like to hear where it was coming from too. You know, that kind of thing. So I mean, anyway, but that never stopped the VA from helping with my hearing.
Yeah, we have people who come in who are older gentlemen who have been able to say, hey, I was in artillery, so that probably resulted in your hearing loss, and they've come in and they've gotten like 100%. We had a guy come in who got 100% for his hearing loss recently because his hearing is so bad, and it's directly related to his time in service.
Well, you think? Okay, see, that's just one of the things that Shasta County Veterans Service Office can help you with. What's your phone numbers down there and your address and all that?
We're at 1855 Shasta Street, and our phone number is 225-5616. And we would love to see you. If you haven't been in our office and you have a DD-214, you need to get to our office.
The other thing, too, is they really helped me with was a veteran who was starting to go through dementia. And the office really helped me with the getting the information I needed for the conservatorship, getting the aid in attendance for the family, which really helped out because he had to go into a facility.
And if you're a veteran and your spouse is going through dementia, there's assistance for you in that as well.
That's right. So there's a lot of things that you've earned while you're on active duty. And I've argued with people that, these are benefits you've earned, and they say, well, they're entitlements, and I don't know. To me, entitlements is different, but if you look at the definition, they're about the same. But to me, they're benefits earned as opposed to just showing up and getting a
I think it's totally. I can't.
It is, but if you
it's
look,
totally different.
I know.
You earned it. You did something to get it. If you're just showing up for a handout, you didn't do anything to benefit that. You just fair.
Yeah, and a lot of young vets, that's kind of where they're at. They're like, I don't feel like I should be getting that because of X, Y, Z. And it's like,
I wasn't in combat. That's the big thing. I wasn't in combat, so I really don't, I don't rate that. Well, sorry, guy. You would have gone to combat if you'd been ordered into it.
Yeah.
I had a buddy that spent 20 years in the Marine Corps and never saw combat. Almost 20 years. And in his last 2 years, He got his tour in Iraq, but he was just in the wrong place for all those.
Yeah, it was really funny. When I first joined my first year of the military, also my first year of my marriage, I was in Afghanistan for the year, and it was just right away, right after AIT and basic, they were like, hey, guess what? You're on orders to go to Afghanistan. And then when I got stationed in Germany, I had a E-7. He'd been in the military close to 19 years at that point, and great guy, really squared away sergeant, good mentor, but he had never been deployed. We called him Slick Sleeves because we'd get combat patches. So we called him Slick Sleeves Sergeant. He did not care for that. But he finally got orders to go to Iraq it was Afghanistan. And I've never seen somebody so happy to go to war. He's head over heels.
Till they get there. And then, Well, the thing about it is that everybody who signs up, if they get the word they have to go, they go. and some people don't. It, you know, they were in school, like Desert Storm. Some people were in school the whole time. They started school in September, and they don't graduate until June. Mm-hmm. They never made it to Desert Storm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that was a lot of Marines over there at that point, man, Army and everybody.
How is
else.
The recruitment? Are young people still signing up, or is it very difficult to get recruits because it's still a volunteer?
Yeah, all volunteer force. And a lot of people say, oh, we should bring back the draft. And I personally am not a bring back the draft because it seems like studies show that all volunteer force is usually a more disciplined force because they're choosing to be there.
However, there is the argument that
you're running out of people.
But I think maybe not send them to war, but make them go through boot camp.
Well, no, it's not. We're not a babysitting service.
That's
a lot of
something.
Money.
Yeah, we need something.
That's a lot of money in training to just be like, all right, now go home.
Yeah.
But when you look at our college campuses,
we need help. We have those programs. It's called the National Guard and Reserves. They go on active duty for 6 months and they come home.
Well,
so we have those programs.
But I would like to say that in order to move on in life, you got to do that for 6 months. Just to get your attention about the real world.
You just need somebody to scream in your face a little bit. Right?
Yeah, I think it can't hurt. It's like chicken soup.
There's definitely recruitment challenges. My best friend that I joined the Army with, we were best friends when we joined the Army together. He's a recruiter here in Redding, California. And he's definitely fighting to get people to join. He's telling me a story about like a 20-something-year-old kid come into his office. He was doing janitorial work. And he says, hey, you know, if you're interested, man, I can get you signed up. We'll get you shipped over. We'll get you in the Army, blah, blah, blah. And he gave him, you know, no thank you. That's not the polite term he used.
The thing, too, is only 25% of the people out there that, you know, that you go after can even pass the physical, the background check, the mental, the test. 25%.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of time.
Yeah,
in my opinion, that they're going to have to bring back a limited draft.
Yeah, and you might be right.
And it's going to be a lottery, and you're going to see some squealing that you can't believe.
Yeah,
but
and
it's
you might
just
be right.
A matter of time.
You might be right. My like I said though, the studies of all volunteer
I understand.
Army too. Yeah.
I understand the reasons behind
it. Yeah.
But if you have a predominantly
if it's that
volunteer
nothing,
army
huh?
or armed services, and 10% of them are draftees, well, guess what? They're going to be assimilated in, and they're going to make it. Either that, or they're going to have a hard life until they get discharged dishonorably. Okay. Thanks a lot, Wes, for being with us and about the information about the planning has started.
Can I plug one thing before you guys kick me out? We are currently working on updating our veteran-friendly businesses list. And what it is it's we have two different lists. We have one that's for Veterans Day, of people who offer services for Veterans Day, like free meals or discounted meals, things of that nature. And then we also have one where it's just all the time people who offer veteran discounts to people. So if you are a business owner or if you know of a business that offers 10% or some sort of discount to veterans or has a Veterans Day special coming up, please let our office know because we keep that list updated to give to veterans out all the time.
And we take your list and we put it on our website. So time for us to update. When you update yours, we'll update ours.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Wes. Thanks for everything you do for our veterans.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys giving us the platform to come and talk about
anytime,
it.
Anytime.
All right.
Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
But you can buy me a boat. You can buy me a truck to pull me. You can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah. You can buy me a boat.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Durst, Stern Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paper are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Justice isn't one thing he could always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gunsmoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all be back at the local saloon.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning.
And you know what? We're at open line on Thursday now, and we can just kick back and talk about just about everything. But, hey, tomorrow at the Mercy Oaks, they're having the Reading Restart addressing mental health. Mimi Mosley came in yesterday and was talking about this. They've got three speakers, Laura Stapp, who is Deputy Branch Director of Mental Health for right here in Shasta County. Dr. Thomas Andrews, who's North American Mental Health Services, and Glenn Hayward from the Executive Director of the Health Services for Reading Rancheria. And it goes from, it just goes 2 hours, and they're going to address a initiative aimed at shedding light on mental health needs in our homeless community. As you know, the Governor Newsom has signed two of three bills. One of them is a conservatorship bill that's interesting. We're going to try and get the public defender in here, because what it says is somebody that's had numerous problems with the law because of mental problems, that they can be then put into a conservatorship. And a conservatorship means that you have no rights anymore. You, I mean, you, they're in the hands of a third party.
They appoint someone to be that person to make those decisions.
It can be somebody in your family, or it can be a third person.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to have to go through a court thing where they, you know, the public defender is going to have to be there and make sure their rights are protected. And the whole idea is to get somebody that can't take care of themselves or a danger or they're harmful to themselves or other people, get them off the streets and into treatment. Now, and that's, you know, the question. And then there's two other pieces of legislation that's going to bring in, like, bond issues to build 1,000-bed facilities, mental hospitals, essentially, and pay for the and pay for that. So that's going to be in the billions, but it's going to be a bond issue. But we got to do something. We have to address something. But
we have to address the prison system is not the proper place for these kind of people.
Absolutely not.
And we got rid of the mental hospitals, and at the time they got rid of them, there was good reason for getting rid of them. The state of what was happening in those mental facilities was atrocious, specifically in the state of California.
Yeah.
Having said that, we've got to have an alternative. These people need to be put where they're not a danger to themselves, where they can be cured and be treated.
And a lot of it is just getting them back on their meds.
And there is money available in the system now that's not being used properly that could be used to address those. Certainly would relieve the prison population, the problems we face on the streets. It would eliminate a good portion of those people that are wandering around causing
There's no reason that that a person that you see walking down the street turns and starts banging their head against a signpost, a wall, until they're bleeding, and then continues on screaming at the top of their lungs. And, yes, it happens right here in Redding. We don't have the problem. I mean, we have our microcosms here, but when you get into the larger areas, it's horrible.
Come down here at certain times of day and night, and you'll see that, yes, we do have that population.
Oh, no, we do. I just said we don't, but because of size and all that,
exactly.
We don't have it like they have in San Francisco or L.A. and these places. But there are ways of we've got to get those people off the street. If, as I think the young man said yesterday, if you have any feelings for people, you don't want them laying on the street like that.
You know, as badly as I feel about the people that are taking advantage of a system out there that are, you know, panhandling and what have you sometimes, you can't help but feel sad when you see these people, as you indicate. And and they're obviously not okay.
Yeah.
Handing them money, trying to do that isn't going to help them. But as a caring society, we've got to be able to address those issues and weed out the people that are just using the system.
Yeah, and that's what this, hopefully that this thing is for, that nobody wants to force anybody into an institution. However, if they need help and they can't do it themselves because they're mentally incapable of making that decision, I can understand where this is coming from. Of course, people are concerned that
taking away people's rights.
Keep taking away people's rights, and as we well should be. When I went to the conservatorship for that gentleman who had dementia, it was like a 4-month process. I mean,
it should be difficult,
and it should be. And the public defender was there to make sure his rights, because as the judge told us, you're taking away all of his rights, and that's why we have to go out through all this paperwork. This is why we have to have all the doctor's statements. This is why we have to, you know, to do this. Even though he was in a facility at that point, this is why we do this, because you have now taken away his right for everything.
There you go.
And we had.
Well, yeah, we're both familiar with the case you're talking about. Yeah. He was a dear friend, and even with all the things that we knew, you were heading in the right direction. It still had to go through the process.
It had to go through the process.
We want to remind everybody that the next hour is completely an open line.
Oh, open line.
Anything you want to talk about.
Oh, open line.
So if you have something, you can give us a call at 530-605-4567. We'd love to hear from you and talk about what you'd like to talk about.
Yep, and just a reminder is down at the Monolith, they've got the haunted house going from the Rotary Club. And I said to Linda, honey, let's go down. You want to go down to that? And she goes, no. She says, my brother terrorized me when I was a child. And I will never go into a place that's going to scare me on purpose.
Yeah, I don't like
Which
that.
Which is, I'm glad.
I'm with Linda. I don't. Not my cup of tea.
But there's a lot of people who love being scared.
I know. It's not my, no.
You know, I just, you know, it's quite, you know, I mean, yeah, some people do, and people out there with chainsaws and jumping out of corners and all that stuff. I mean, you have to check your firearms at the entrance. Okay, when we come back, it's going to be open line Thursday. We'll throw some topics out there, like, you know, what's going on with the real estate market? And we've talked about this with our buddies down at House of Realty. Everything they said came out in the paper today. Yeah. I mean, exactly, almost in the order.
And we want to talk about the new Speaker of the House as well.
And the new Speaker of the House, yeah.
That's a great topic.
Congressman LaMalfa is going to be on next Friday, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. And we get his thoughts on who is this guy. And where did he come from? All right, we're going to break from the news, and we'll be right back.
Casey and I, Chester Redding.
As a person of interest, Auburn Mayor Jason Levesque telling NBC's Today Show people in the region will pull together to get through this horrific ordeal.
I grew up here. It's a great community. It's gone through a lot. Obviously nothing like this. But I know for a fact that we're going to actually stay, and we're going to stay strong. And we're going to obviously find the individual who did this and bring them to justice quickly, very quickly. But also we're going to circle around our friends and family, and during their time of loss, we're going to help them get through this.
Card is described as armed and dangerous. People are urged not to approach him. Now that Mike Johnson has been elected Speaker of the House, lawmakers got down to business. They passed a resolution in support of Israel. Former President Trump congratulating the congressman, who also spoke with President Biden.
The White House says Mr. Biden called Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to congratulate him on his election and express that he looks forward to working together to find common ground on behalf of the American people. However, a separate statement from the Biden-Harris campaign had a much less conciliatory tone. It described Johnson as a Trump lackey, one of Congress's most extreme anti-abortion politicians, and one of the most forceful election deniers in the House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democrat Congressman Jamal Bowman has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor count for pulling a fire alarm as lawmakers scrambled to pass a funding bill for a government shutdown. Democrat Congressman Jamal Bowman pleading guilty to a misdemeanor count for pulling a fire alarm. This is lawmakers scrambled to pass a funding bill before a government shutdown deadline in September. The Dow up 30 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
North Korea being condemned for allegedly supplying munitions to Russia.
In a joint statement, the U.S., Japan, and South Korea said that all three nations will work together to expose Russia's attempts to acquire military equipment from North Korea. The statement comes a few days after Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, scoffed at recent U.S. claims that Russia has received North Korean weapons. Lavrov said Washington has failed to prove the allegation. The U.S., South Korea, and others believe North Korea is trying to get hold of sophisticated weapons technologies for its nuclear program from Russia in exchange for its weapons supply. I'm Karen Shamas.
Communist China's environment minister says his country wants to strengthen cooperation with the U.S. to fight climate change, made the remarks during a visit to Beijing by California Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom's on a week-long tour of China. His trip as governor, once considered routine, drawing attention following years of heightened tension between the U.S. and China. Townhall.com.
Conditions have improved for those who rely on the Colorado River.
A three-state plan to reduce water use should keep the river basin on stable footing for several years. The Department of the Interior is throwing its support behind a proposal by Arizona, Colorado, and Nevada. The state's plan would conserve 3 million acre-feet of water through 2026. An acre-foot is enough to supply 2 to 3 U.S. households for a year. The announcement shows how much things have changed since federal officials warned in the summer of 2022 that drastic cuts were needed to stave off a crisis in the river. Keith Peters reporting.
California's forests are under siege. Environmental researchers say that repeated fires, combined with severe drought and beetle infestations, are altering the Sierra Nevada, leaving trees charred and the landscape barren and blackened. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, Thursday, the 26th of October, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina's at the board, and it's National Pumpkin Day. Oh, boy. So, it's, you know, go home and or go out there and adopt a pumpkin and then attack it with a knife and make it into a into your jack-o'-lantern. So, Trish.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings. Actually, it's getting colder out there. It was 45 degrees when we started this morning, and now it's 43 degrees.
It was 61 in my house
this
morning.
It's supposed to be 65 this afternoon. Tonight, a low of 40, and on Friday, hazy and then sunny, a high of 67 and a low of 43, and on Saturday, sunny and breezy, a high of 65, Saturday night, low of 46, and on Sunday, sunny and a high of 71, Sunday night, a low of 44, Monday, sunny, a high of 71, a low of 48, Tuesday, 72, Wednesday, 70, and start towards the end of the week, maybe a little rain in the forecast, which we could certainly use it. You know, I love it. My yard people come and they get all the leaves out of my yard on Tuesday. Man, that wind blew down Anderson yesterday, and it is. I don't have any trees. I have one tree in my backyard, a big walnut tree. My whole front yard is covered with trees from all my neighbors, and we'll be digging leaves out forever now. It looks like nobody's looked at my yard in a week. Weather is always brought to us. Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Mike Johnson.
How about that? Mike Johnson. So that's a pretty popular name. You know, when I first got on the Board of Supervisors, the CEO or CAO, no, the CEO of Shasta County's name was Mike Johnson. And then, lo and behold, we come up and our sheriff, police chief of the city of Anderson, is Mike Johnson, and our sheriff now is Mike Johnson.
Okay.
And who is the guy? He's Speaker of the House, and we don't know much more about him.
Well, he was elected in 2017, and now he's the third most, he's the head of the House, the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
But even more, he's
third in line for the presidency.
So who is this guy? And he's from Louisiana, and everybody's, and here's the thing is,
he obviously hasn't made anybody mad.
Well, that was it. They said, everybody likes him. And so when his name came up, nobody opposed it. They voted. He got a unanimous vote. So who is this guy? Well, we don't know yet, except he...
And you know that they're digging. They're trying to find something.
Oh, yeah. It was done so quickly, his wife wasn't able to get from Louisiana to D.C. for the swearing in. So, but according to everybody that Kevin McCarthy lauded Johnson as being boring, and which means is he is not obviously prickled everybody with things he's done. He is a conservative guy. He's from Louisiana, and his rise was, you know, meteoric. meteoric, you might say. In a final vote to crown a speaker, not a single Republican voted against him. And you have to remember where we've been now.
Exactly.
15 votes for McCarthy, and then Scalise dropped out, and then Jordan dropped out, and then Vetter dropped out. And then this guy's name came up, and everybody goes, oh.
Don't you just wish you could have been a fly on the wall to figure out what in the world he said or was said that could get 220 of those Republicans to all vote yes?
Well, in it,
you just have to wonder.
I can't wait till Congressman Lamoff is on next week and
well,
just
he
say,
released a statement that said, hey, yeah, great guy, worked with him.
Yeah.
He did get along with. It boggles the mind, and I'm so glad they finally did it. Now let's see if, in fact, we can pull the Republicans together to actually act like the people that hold office or should hold office and accomplish the things that Congress needs to accomplish to keep us from just kicking that ball down the road for another continuing regulation. And he can do it if he can get the people to vote for it.
Yeah, and he said that he's a nice guy. It wasn't magic. It wasn't magic. Dan Crenshaw said it wasn't magic. It's just when his name came up, everybody goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, this guy's going to do the job.
Got no negatives. It's amazing.
And you've got moderate Republicans. You've got hard right Republicans. You've got everybody seem to vote for him.
Got a few people you wonder whether they're Democrats. Yeah, we got the whole mess.
Man of integrity, a man of grace and fairness. He has shown us that he has what it takes to unify. Okay.
He seemed I watched a couple of the speeches and stuff, and he seemed as mystified by the whole thing as everybody else.
Well, wait a minute. I was gone for the first 5 minutes. He said, I showed up late and I'm the speaker.
Exactly. Okay.
No, that's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
He certainly was in wow, how did all this happen that quickly?
2017 is now the Speaker of the House.
Third in line to be the President of the United States. And probably the best candidate, in my opinion.
Might be. Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe we can work on that.
Well, yeah, we have one that it doesn't remember what he had for breakfast, and the other one that every time you turn around, there's another indictment, and as people are all pleading guilty, that's around him, and it's going to be interesting. I don't want to keep going back to this, but last night in Maine, there was a horrible, horrible incident where somebody went in and a guy went in and to two different places and killed 22 people, injured 30. I'm going to keep checking on updates, but as of an hour ago, they had not found him yet. So that may have changed.
You know, and the sad part of that is if in fact he, as you indicated, there's every possibility that he has ended his life with all of that having happened. And it could be a long time before he's actually found. That whole community is, at the last report I read, is still on lockdown. And the community he lives in is on lockdown. What a horrible thing to have happen and then know that there's a possibility that this guy is still out there armed for all intents and purposes and could be on any doorstep at this point.
Yeah, I just checked
it's really a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, I just checked the news and it looks like he has not been found yet. So he's out there and they've got locked down not only Lewiston, but also his hometown.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. You know, Carl, there's so much going on in across the United States, across our world, so many things that are happening that are so different. I think sometimes you start thinking about when you were a child. Halloween's coming up. You remember?
Yeah, we talked about this the other
you know,
day.
We could grab a pillowcase. And
that's exactly what you did. Mom gave you a pillowcase, and you
the
went,
group of you
went over
blocks, miles,
and
gathering and eating all the way. Certain things along the way that you got at special places, the homemade fudge or the
candied,
popcorn ball
the candied
or candied apples,
apples.
Carameled apples, candied apples. And all those things, and you just kept eating the whole time, all the way down. The cookies, you didn't want to get broken in the bottom of the bag when somebody, Mrs. Jones always gave the apples and dropped them in and broke the cookies. And then the bruises, the apples were bruised. I mean, all those things. Think about how your life has changed.
Yeah.
And since then, we can't even, I mean, you can't hardly take a child anyplace. You can't do homemade treats because you can't even take those into the schools anymore. Everything has to be wrapped in packages, separately wrapped.
Well, the DA was
kids
in here yesterday.
Kids can't go out alone. It's a mess.
DA was in here yesterday, and she said one of her kids was, they found a needle in one of the pieces of candy. So, I mean, it's, and then when you have hospitals offering free x-rays of candy when it goes through, I mean, it's, what if we go back to this, there's just.
Our world has changed so dramatically.
Yeah.
In so many ways, it's certainly there's more people, bigger population, but we've got to do something in this world to get us back to a sense of right and wrong. We talked about it in the first hour, the moral compass that's got to be reinstilled in our society across the board, because I don't think we can make enough laws, have enough police officers to make people do things.
You can't.
That they don't understand are just wrong.
Do you want a policeman? You want a policeman sitting outside your home every day?
Good point. Denise D'Souza's latest movie. If you missed it in the theaters on Monday and Wednesday, Police State. We don't like to think that that's where we're at, but unfortunately, we are in a lot of instances in the big cities. Things that have happened, things that are unexplainable. I would invite you to be sure you have an opportunity coming up on Friday to go online and watch that movie.
What's it called?
Denise D'Souza's Police State.
Okay.
I'd invite you to take a look at it because it has information. You're not going to like it if you don't know what's happening, but it's true, and you need to take a look at it.
Okay. Hey, if you think about purchasing an electric car, something else that's different. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of the vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
Haul Lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only possible around here with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. That means it's less intrusive, faster recovery times, less pain, and get in and out in a short period of time. It's also easier on the doctors, too. They can see it a lot better. It's a 3D and high-resolution cameras and everything. That's at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Best RMC. Healing starts here. Let's start at the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you two. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Jerry. Doing good.
We're doing great.
Good. Watched the movie that Trish was talking about, Police State, last night. Sal and I went to see it, and it was very, very good. I think that there was one of the main points that was brought up is that the rank and file, the folks who carry out some of these horrendous acts against innocent including pastors, innocent citizens who are just expressing their constitutionally protected rights, the rank and file should be ashamed of themselves, the ones who carry that, the ones who carry them out. And also the ones who aren't carrying them out and have the courage to stand up against the deep state and have the courage to stand up against the tyranny of someone just, the FBI, for example, in one case, breaking into a guy's house, holding guns on his 7 kids, dragging him off to jail. Eventually he got off. He was used as someone to put fear into to you if you're going to stand in front of an abortion clinic or you're going to do anything to obstruct anything in that nature. And he wasn't. He was found innocent of that. Another incident in which a young mother and her children were at home at night, and all of a sudden her house was broken into by the FBI. They came in. They dragged her off. They dragged her 13-year-old daughter down the steps. The FBI officer was 6'5", dragged her down the steps. These are the rank-and-file guys. Now, I'm not saying that all the rank-and-file guys are out there and they're not good people, but when you use the excuse, I'm just doing my job, it's not an excuse to go in and be tyrannical or to carry out this kind of behavior. And I'll leave it with this. I know, Trish, you probably want to talk about this a little bit because you talked about it before, and that is the people who were arrested on January 6th, some of which, you know, were just sort of shoved into the middle of the Capitol building, never did anything, nothing was ever recorded on them. They're serving time. They've never had due process of law. And every night they sing the national anthem at 9 o'clock. They sing the Star Spangled Banner. Can you imagine being a correctional officer, knowing these guys? You know they're innocent. You know they really didn't do anything. And listening to them sing that every night at 9 o'clock, how do you live with yourself? So I think a lot of this comes down to personal responsibility. And, Carl, you're right. The police cannot protect us. we have to be able to protect ourselves in conjunction with law enforcement. So, Trish, I know you're going to want to talk about that a little bit. Did you find that to be a pretty good movie?
Oh, I found it. It was exceptional. And I think the sad part for me, I attended on Monday night. There was a lot of people there. The unfortunate thing was is that I looked around the room. There wasn't anybody that I recognized in the room that didn't already believe what was being said up there. The sad part is the inability to get that information to the people who, through no fault of their own, because they don't search out, other than the fact that they don't search out the information, are not getting the true facts by the media and the things that we're exposed to. There's no way in this world that the people who have the TV on all day long and they're listening to CNN and ABC and CBS and all of that stuff, they don't know any of this stuff and it's all new to them. And I didn't see those people in the theater. And unfortunately, Denise D'Souza's movies are not widespread enough that the people who need to see this information and recognize how out of step some of our federal institutions are, they're not getting that information.
I think that's a great point. I think you hit it spot on. Certainly got nothing to add to that. Yeah. You hit right on the nose. Oh, and I think that what we need to do is we need to help educate, which we have been doing.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of traveling. I think I finally get back to the radio program in the middle of the month. But I've been doing a lot of traveling on weekends to Riverside County, Ventura County, doing different seminars for people. And it's amazing how the folks down there are really coming around and being active in their local community.
Well, I think people are tired.
People are starting
to get tired of what's happening out there where your rights are being taken away slowly but surely. But got another caller, Terry. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right, you two. Have a great day.
You bet. Robert, good morning. Hello, Robert. You're on.
Oh, good. I just turned my radio off just in the nick of time then, but that prior caller, man, how do you follow up what he has to say? But here goes. There was an update at the top of the hour on Fox News about that guy in Maine, and they're probably still doing the press conference, but I wanted to bring all my concentration to bear. I grew up in this part of the world, and we never had to worry about stuff like that, and I hate to say it because it means I turned into my parents, but in the good old days, when we had to go uphill both ways in the snow, you know,
gotcha.
you never had to worry about stuff like that, because if somebody exhibited symptoms like this or started talking like that, you as the concerned citizen would go to your local neighborhood beat cop, maybe named Clancy, and tell him what you know, and then they dig into things and then maybe do some sort of, forgive the term, preemptive strike on somebody like this. And then that way, the person, if they did have mental health issues, got the help they needed. And then all of a sudden, we've become more concerned with the civil rights of the bad guys than the safety of decent society. And I think that's the one thing really you need to go back to is like, decent civilization and the people who live their lives on the right side of the law need to have higher priority than the bad guys.
Yep.
And as an analogy, I don't know if you guys catch any MASH reruns occasionally or not, but there was this one I saw just recently, the one where Hawkeye spiked that one colonel's drink and made the guy think he had appendicitis. There was this soliloquy he said where when there aren't 100 busted up kids coming through here tomorrow, I can hate myself with a clear conscience. Now, when it comes to a guy like that dude in Maine or the one that did the shooting at the Walmart in Texas, all these other mass shootings we've had recently, I'd rather have to deal with the consequences of stopping this guy in his tracks, and then maybe a lot of these people might still be around.
There you go.
Well,
too bad there wasn't somebody in that bowling alley that was packing.
Well, Maine's got
a pretty... Or the Walmart
distribution
center, which could then be a Jeff Foxworthyism, looking for some place to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Hey, let's see
on
if
the
we
update,
can do about...
And the update that you were listening to, did they have any new news?
They dropped the number to
18. Other than the fact that he's still at large.
Yeah.
Nothing really, because they want to play it close to the vest. And as far as that Dinesh D'Souza movie, why is it didn't get more exposure and have be in the theaters in a long time? Because those of us who don't have computers, we can't just dial the thing up and watch it.
Well,
I may have to wait for it to be on VHS at my local Blockbuster.
The same reason that the movie that about the child trafficking took 2.5 years to get into a theater is because the people that are in charge of production of movies across this United States don't want those kind of movies out there. They don't make it easy for people to get in there. So this was privately financed, and that's it's awful.
Yeah, but when you look
at it... Okay, well, then I'll save my talk about what I'm going to hope to do with some grant money with the movie theater behind the Dollar Tree store for another open line, then.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Robert.
All right. Thanks a lot.
The update that just came out said that they dropped the number of people killed to 18, still horrible, and 13 injured. So it's dropped from 22 and 30. So, but the guy is still on the loose. They've canceled school classes, and they've got people locked down in their houses while they're searching for this guy.
You know, I wanted to get just a second here to follow up on what he was talking about. It's not cheap to get a movie into the theater. And this takes all kinds of private donations. There was a charge of $20 to get into this movie. But you have to finance to get it into the theaters, and you have to pay for it. It costs a lot of money to make these films of the quality without using the studios, and those studios that make movies are not available on a regular basis for these kind of movies.
No, of course not.
And, you know.
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. Putting it on the internet, and yes, there are people like Robert and others that, I can't use the internet. Well, yeah, you can. It's not that hard.
I
learned how. There's classes out of Shasta College that teaches you how to do it. But here's the thing is, they're reaching millions of people via the internet, where they can reach hundreds of thousands at the theaters. And that one about the trafficking, human trafficking that you talked about, it did take 2 years, but once it got out there, it swept through.
Yes.
It swept through the international world.
Yeah.
And I mean, thoroughly.
Voice of freedom.
And
if you haven't seen it, you need to.
And people reacted viscerally to it when they saw something like this based on a true story like that. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, brings us this segment. The only place I've had my hair cut since I lived here in Reading, never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478 or just stop by and get your hair cut there. It's an outstanding place, and it's man's last stronghold. It's got a dinosaur mounted, you know, like the dinosaur head mounted on the wall. Where else are you going to find that? Nowhere. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paver are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 26th of October, 8:35 in the morning. Cold? It's not that cold.
Well, it's 45 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's not warm.
My computer didn't
tell me.
Only
going
to
get up to 65 today.
65 today. So, it's a good time to go out and do extra work so you don't get overheated.
Work out in the yard's a great time. Yeah. Because you don't. Yeah.
Israeli forces launch massive raid into the Gaza Strip. And this kind of sets up what you wanted to talk about.
Well, you know,
up until now, it has not been. Today they went in. It was small scale before, trying to get hostages and take out specific individuals. But now they've mobilized their people. They've got, it looks like they could be gone. They could be fighting on two fronts with Hezbollah, and who has vowed an all-out war if they invade the Gaza Strip. And the raid, which included deploying Israeli armored units, destroyed various anti-tank missile posts, tunnels, and other parts of Hamas defensive infrastructure. And Netanyahu has vowed to annihilate Hamas as a military and political entity. Well, you just had 1,300 people slaughtered by Hamas, and people talk about they've got to get in, the Palestinian people who are not a member of Hamas.
But they elected the Hamas to represent them.
Well, you know what? That's an election like China. I mean, it's not an election. It's whatever Hamas says. It's like the Taliban. The Taliban is a relatively small number of people in Afghanistan, but they're totally ruthless. They kill people. They torture people. They kidnap people. It's just like Hamas. But I'm just saying is that there are people, and they're starting to move in
medical supplies and that kind of stuff. But it's as soon as it hits the streets, Hamas is going to take it.
There you go.
That's the thing.
I had personal experience trying to get some people, American citizens, out of Israel over the last couple of weeks. I read recently about an apartment house in Manhattan that's actually owned by the Palestine government. And there's like 1,025 rooms in this Manhattan hotel. It's full of illegal immigrants that were paying $6,000 a month for each of those 1,025 rooms. And that is amount to $7 million that we, the American government, are sending to the Palestine government every year to house illegal immigrants. And I want to contrast with what we went through to try to get a young girl that I'm very close to and her husband and two children who are American citizens. They are Jewish, Orthodox Jewish. They were living in Israel. It's a very complicated situation, but they needed to get out of there for their safety. They're in bomb shelters and what have you. And the process is pretty scary from my point of view as an American citizen. They didn't give them much notice. They gave them a few hours. I'm not familiar enough with the areas there or the names of the towns. But basically what's happening with our American citizens being removed from those areas is that they're given notice that they're going to take off hours, not days. They're given hours of notice. Then they have to be at point X, and they're moved from point X to point Y out of Israel. At some point, they have to sign a document that says they will reimburse the U.S. government for the cost of getting them out of Israel. Now, when they end up, wherever they end up, whether it be in Portugal or Spain or France or wherever, and where they end up, then it's up to them to make the arrangements to get back to the United States, and it's at their cost, and they have to reimburse the U.S. government for whatever money we have spent to get them out of Israel. I find that appalling, that we are doing for illegal immigrants and paying for them, and yet our own American citizens have to pay back the money to be exited out of these countries. It's absolutely appalling. And that's not hearsay. That's a fact.
No, it's like when they that one Marine that was killed over there in the crazed evacuation in Kabul, one of the 13 killed. Military flew him into California, but to get him to Arlington, the family had to come up with the money, which was just ridiculous. I mean, the money was raised, but it's how can you do that? I mean, there's so many flights that go back and forth, military flights that go cross-country every day. And I'm talking about large planes. I'm not talking small planes. I'm talking C-141, C-5s, all these. They could have put that. They could have put that coffin on that plane and delivered it to Arlington. And I just find it appalling because of a way that somebody read a rule that said, "We'll bring them back to your home of record."
Well, and I have to say that every one of our elected officials at the state level, at the federal level, at the local level, you need to be very careful when you're making your votes about the things that you're authorizing. Because at some point, somebody is responsible for the fact of the way the money is being spent in this United States. And we have to start paying attention to things like this. I was absolutely, I can't think of a better word than appalled when, and this is somebody that I'm very close to. If I was to say the name, actually, a lot of you people in this community would know these people. It was heart-wrenching. I have pictures of the little ones. We're talking about a 2.5-year-old and a 6-month-old,
mm-hmm.
and their parents, and pictures of them in various stages of this in a bomb shelter where they're all singing because the children are all upset and being this is hard stuff when you're exposed to it right up front and personal, and then to figure out that when an illegal alien gets in contact over here, we start giving them a couple $1,000s a month forever. You're on Social Security. Average person is going to be drawing after working your entire life $1,400 a month. We got illegals all over the place getting $2,000 a month forever, being put up in hotels for $6,000 a month. And they have to reimburse the U.S. government to get them out of a war zone.
Well,
what's wrong with that picture, people?
Well, I'm going to see. Yes, there is something wrong with that but it's the way.
We have to take control of our government. We have to figure out how that money's being spent.
As long as you brought that up, one migrant for every American newborn in our country. They welcome at least one migrant, illegal, economic, whatever you want to call them, during the last 12 months for every American newborn or high school graduate came across the border, including 400,000 births of people here illegally, which then makes their children American citizens or commonly known as anchor babies.
Yep.
All right. Let's take a quick break. Hello. Shasta College presents the 72nd Annual Art Faculty Exhibit started 2 days ago, and it's going to go through December 15th with an opening reception on Thursday, November 2nd from 2:30 to 3:30 in the Shasta College Art Gallery. It's a free event open to the public. The exhibit presents the work of six artists who currently teach at Shasta College in the areas of painting, drawing, sculpture, and graphic design. The gallery is open Monday and Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Friday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. But they're going to have their big opening reception on Thursday, week from today, November 2nd, from 2:30 to 3:30. Okay, we'll be right back.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Watt. Good morning, and a lot of things going on in our world, war in Israel, shootings in Maine,
war in Ukraine.
War in Ukraine, which is falling off the front page.
Yeah,
it's still happening.
About still going on.
Still going on. Somebody asked the question, after you've been in a mental hospital, why weren't his guns taken away? It's a good question. You're going to go out. But you're going to see now another big push to restrict your rights as a citizen here
and
to own a firearm, and it's just going to happen. Just get ready for it.
Yeah, big onslaught.
You know,
a whole bunch of new legislation come up, take guns away from private citizens and responsible individuals.
This is after the Supreme Court's already said that you've got a right to possess, you know, a firearm and to carry it for your self-protection. So they're just trying to limit where you can carry it to nowhere, to your to your house.
Well, and even
Can't even drive by the school. You've got to be 1,000 meters away from a school. Whether it means you can't drive anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
but good news. Because, from my point of view, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors authorized the gun club out off Millville Plains Road that's been in the works for
years.
As long as
I've lived here.
Well, I mean, when before I was ever involved in politics, when Bob and I first moved here in the 70s, we belonged to the Redding Gun Club.
Yeah, which is still a very viable activity out there.
Well, different. But totally different. There's a dump now.
Oh, yeah, they moved it.
They moved it because, actually, that was a Redding Range that was there. And then there was a Redding Gun Club. And it was closed down with the promise that they would relocate. It had encroached upon the public, and they would build a new one immediately. And I believe
they
that was in
it.
The early 80s,
yeah,
and
they,
that didn't happen.
They never did it. So.
And that was when Patrick actually started working on the process that just completed at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors
on a 3-to-1 vote, and he recused himself from this naturally.
Yes, exactly.
So it was a 3-to-1 vote. So
I think that's good news for the citizens of Shasta County.
It passed. You know, he's gotten a CEQA done. He's gotten environmental things done, and we had an interview this morning on the news with Kevin Cry about why did you vote for it and all that. And he said it was passed by the Shasta County Planning Board, and then he's done everything that he's supposed to.
And it's gone through all of the things for years and years and years and years. So I'm hoping I think that he's got plans in place and certainly had time to think about what he's doing, and I think it should move rather quickly now.
It's going to be, you're going to have long range. You're going to have long distance ranges.
A safe place for people to hone their skills.
There's at the Redding Gun Club, they're limited on how far you can fire your rifle to sight it in to like 100 yards. Not that you can't sight your rifles in at 100 yards, but if you want to have long-distance matches, you can't shoot around here. They're going to have all the facilities. It sounds like when he gets this finished, it's not going to be done in the next year, but we'll see. Hey, every month we have House of Realty on, and we talk about housing and all of that. And the Record Searchlight, it sounds like listen to the show. Because they came up here and they talked about the four reasons that the housing market has cooled down here in California and up here in North State. High interest rates, inflation, low number of homes on the market, and the availability of affordable home insurance. Things that we have been railing on for months now about that. There's not a lot of homes out there. And then when you add on to that, getting insurance, that some of them have been raised to like $1,000 a month for homeowners insurance. Well, and then you got your electrical cost. He didn't mention in here is utility cost.
Yeah.
If you don't live right here in Redding, and Redding's getting ready to raise their water, amounts. You know, the cost of water and trash, but not electricity.
One of the things with the insurance is the cost to rebuild. If you look about a house that, you know, you own today, and if you have insurance on it to rebuild that existing house that may have been built in the 40s or the 50s or the 60s, the cost to rebuild is 50% higher than it was or more. Just think about the things that are happening to your home that you need. I happen to be in the position right now where I need a roof. I've got to re-roof my house, and boy, that's shock, sticker shock of what it cost me the last time I put a roof on, and with the estimates I'm getting now for a roof. Solar on my roof, so I have to have the solar taken off and, taken down and put back on, and then the re-roof, and boy, I'll tell you, that price has gone up to get those bids in.
Well, yeah, I mean they've gone up $15,000 or more.
Oh yeah,
to for this kind of stuff.
Incredible.
If you can get them,
it's the cost of the materials.
Yep.
If you can get the materials, and if you can get somebody, one company I talked to said they're looking at March.
Well, I look at it like this: when the next election comes around, if nothing else, are you better off now than you were in 2020?
That's going to be the biggest comparison in history.
Anything you see, are you better off now than you were when Joe Biden came in as president?
Wow.
And your inflation rates, what's happening at the border, the world's at war. Ukraine, Israel, and that doesn't even count small places that people are getting killed at every day. And then what's happening in the country here with, with not armed, but gangs coming in here and just raiding stores. You can't blame that on the president himself, but you can blame it on policies of our own state that's caused this.
Well, they blame it all on Trump. I don't know why we can't blame it on Biden. I mean, it seems to me the buck stops there. And everything that happened in the 4 years that Trump was there, whether you stubbed your toe or whatever it was Trump's fault and continuing on. And so I think we can blame it on. I do want to go back to something we talked about earlier, though, and we talked about the January 6th. And I still will say that's an appalling thing. When you look at the footage of the mostly peaceful riots that took place all over this United States after the George Floyd thing, and nothing was done to those people. They were on tape, looting, burning, ransacking, beating up old people, and nothing was done. Well, and then the people that were involved in January 6th that may have just been in the crowd, and the things that have happened to them and to their families, it's appalling that the United States of America doesn't just, every citizen doesn't say, what the heck? Why aren't you treating people the same in similar circumstances? January 6th, while I'm not condoning it, it had no comparison to what happened in some of those riots on the West Coast and up in Portland and those areas, and the absolute mostly peaceful with buildings burning behind you. No comparison.
Let's go to the phones. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Tricia.
Good morning, Dolores.
I was calling because, Joe Biden, the president, I think we have to kind of look at it in the positive and the negative. Here's how I look at it. It's a good thing that he's the president. The reason why I say that, because I believe that the people out there actually woke up. We needed something like this to happen for people to wake up. Yes, I don't like him. I wish we had another president. I wish we had Trump but the thing is we needed that so we could wake up. People were actually take everything for granted. We take everything for granted in our country. Until something happens really bad, that's when we realize, hey, we don't like this. But then we wait to you wait too late. We just kind of like hit, you know what I mean? We're too slow on taking action on things. So it's what I'm trying to say in a way, no, I don't like him or anything what he's done to our country, but what I'm saying in a way, I think it was a good thing to wake up everybody so everybody
can. Yeah, sometimes it takes that when they see what's happened to the country. Okay, Dolores, we got to run. Thank
you. Yeah, there's certainly a stark comparison there between the two four-year term of Trump and the four-year term of Biden. If you can't make that comparison and realize that we're in real trouble, you're just not paying attention.
Yep. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have on One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center. They just had their big Dancing with the Stars this last weekend. It was a lot of people there, and it was, I tell you what, those people put in so much effort and
work
and raising money and all for One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center, which is getting ready to combine here. So we're going to have them on tomorrow and talk about what happened at last Saturday and the other projects they're working on for, you know, addressing not only domestic violence, but human trafficking and all this. There's a number of organizations out there right here in Reading that are fighting that,
It's about time that the highlight was put on that.
Okay, everybody, you have a great day, and God bless America.
And I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.